Bank of Cardiff. Hashem.
Hi, Hashem. This is Alicia Schmidt. You left me a voicemail. I'm sorry. I was with the owner at the time you called.
Oh, it's all right. It's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. How do you spell your name?
Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I put too many S's in there. Well, I put it S-A-M, you know, instead of...
Oh, yeah, I probably should have spelled it out. I know it's difficult over the phone.
I'm going, an A or an E. Yeah, so I'm returning your call, and the name you come is Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff. And that's yeah, that's probably also, that one's also difficult. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank at the end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you looking, what's the interest rate there?
So, I mean, we have different programs, really. It depends on what you're looking for. But we do equipment financing and we do working capital. Do you know exactly what you were planning to do?
Just some working capital to finish a little part of the business because we're bringing on a Microsoft certification school with the business.
Oh, wow, okay. I see.
Yeah. And we have a lot of equipment. This is, we're expanding, and I need to get through
some
to finish
capital.
So I can, on the capital, so that I can start classes.
Okay, I see. I understand. So for working capital, we base it off of your sales, right? And generally, we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. Do you know what, like, your gross annual sales looks like, usually?
Just a second, let me bring it up.
Sure.
Unfortunately, my QuickBooks gets mad at me, and it's... Well, I'm setting you down. Yeah, we just bought the building last year from, and financed an SBA loan with Wells Fargo. That's why you found that.
Oh, yeah, that's what was on the UCC public filing system there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. How's business been for you guys this year?
It's good. We just took on a new customer. We're waiting for the signed contract.
Oh, wow. That's congratulations.
That's
good for you.
A little over $1 million a year.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. We're just waiting on the... For them to... I mean, you know, contracts. Back and forth.
Yeah, they take forever. I know. I know.
Away.
I'm in the business.
You know, I will tell you what it looked like last year.
Do you know how much you were looking for?
Our direct income last year.
Sure.
Was $1,836,650.
Okay, so we'll say that.
That was last fiscal year.
So are you guys on track for a little more this year, or is it pretty similar?
Let's see, I'll do this fiscal year to date. And, yeah, we're at $1,144,488.
For the rest of the year, or where are you at right now?
No, that's just from the first of the year through the first of August.
Oh, wow. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to be doing better than last year then.
Yeah, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
So we're marching right along there, you know.
Good, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. What do your ending balances usually look like?
Ending balances of.
Of like the your banks.
Hold on here.
They're usually pretty positive.
Oh, they're always positive.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure they're at least
positive. No, they're always positive.
Okay, good. Never know, because we have dealt with people that, you know, will tell you they make, like, millions of dollars, but they're always under, you know? Okay, so good.
In January, we ended up with 66,947. February, 44,161.
Oh, you guys are in great shape.
Yeah.
You're in great shape.
Yeah. You know, so.
Okay, so ending bank is pretty positive. We're looking for capital. Based on what you told me for last year's, we definitely can get you more since you're on track for more than last year. But based on last year's, it's going to be around 180 to 270. And, based on what you're doing this year, we're able to actually use the sales that you're doing in order to track a different loan program as well for a higher amount, if that's what you're looking for. Do you know how much you were looking for?
I don't. He's looking, I know he's looking around $100,000, you know.
Yeah.
But what he's looking for is kind of like a loan, line of credit, and that he can draw on as he needs it and then pay it back.
Excellent. So that's what we do here, really. So for our working capital loan, what we do is we approve you for the maximum amount possible, and then from there, you can choose how much of it you want to use.
Okay.
So it's similar to a line of credit, but in a working capital loan, it's unsecured cash, so there is no collateral on your end either. You don't have to, put up anything, and this does not go on the on personal credit at all either. This is on the business credit.
Okay.
Yeah, and do you know when you were looking to get on this?
Probably, in the next couple weeks or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next couple weeks. And do you know when the work is starting? Is that going to be like?
Well, it's already started. We're just at this point, I need to finish pushing through to get it completed so I can get my school up and running. And we're already a silver partner with Microsoft. So that certification stuff is all done.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So
good
we
for you
are
guys.
Just as soon as, I mean, the office equipment, I just got finished paying for that, and the rest of the electricity and stuff. And, they're going to put us on their site, and we're going to start advertising and going after
people. Oh, wow, okay. You guys are ready to roll.
We're that close.
Yeah, you guys are ready to roll. So how would you rate the credit? How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say good, because remembering that all of this, because this is an S-Corp, everything plops really back on to raise credit one way or another.
Right.
And
right.
The business has great credit, you know.
Just
so much, not always great, because he's, getting this extra burden off of the business.
Right, right.
Yeah. The business credit is great.
Okay, good. I mean, I assume so.
Yep,
based on all the info
D&B
you're telling
stuff.
Me. Yeah, yeah. You guys look pretty, pretty good. So another question I have for you is, how long have you been in business?
Oh, 13 years.
Oh, man. You guys are beautiful.
Yeah,
are beautiful. You're not.
He started this with like $500 in his pocket.
Definitely. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, based on everything that you told me, we definitely would be able to get you something. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
on the loan like that, what would the interest rate be?
Interest rates, we're not going to really be able to tell you a definite number. So how it works is we collect all the information. What we require is a one-page application, and then we require your six-month bank statements, and we require your most recent tax return. That's it.
And then, sure.
Yeah, it's very, very simple. So once that comes into us, we're able to actually give you a response within 24 hours. So we're very, very quick. Yeah, so when you're telling me that... yeah, so do you have an email so I can, you know, send it over so we can get you an approval?
Yes. Yeah. It's A-L-I-C...
I-C...
I-A...
I-A...
Dot Smith...
Dot Smith...
At frsis.com.
So is that F like Frank? R?
Frank, Robert, Sam, Igloo, Sam.
Sam.com.
Mm-hmm. .com.
Excellent. Okay, I can definitely shoot over the info to you right now. And
that'd be great.
Yeah, if you can get that all into me, we can get you approved really quickly.
Cool.
And yeah, I can follow up with you tomorrow if you like.
That'd be great. Yeah, because I got all the bank statements already saved in a folder, and the last year's taxes are all electronic. I get them my account that way. There's no waiting on this. After he goes through it and fills it out and I scan it in, then I can just send everything back.
Oh, excellent. When do you think I should expect that in?
Probably tomorrow morning.
Okay, excellent then. I'll shoot over the email to you now.
You know, once you send it to me, then I got to print it up and take it in there. Right now, I'm telling you, he's on a call with one of our customers. Because he also, what we are, we're IT consultants, and he actually works some of these contracts himself besides our people, and he's on a conference call with them working on a problem, so it could be an hour.
I see.
Off the phone!
Well, I mean, you sound like you know enough. I got all the info I needed from you, really.
Yeah, because everything, he depends on me heavily to, you know, take care of these type of things. And,
right. And can you one more time give me the name of the company? Just because you called me off of the phone and the file wasn't up.
Oh, it probably says Nextiva or something.
One more time?
Did the call say Nextiva?
No, it actually just came up as the phone number.
Okay. It's the long name is Front Range Systems Integration Specialist, Inc.
Front Range Systems...
Integration Specialists Inc.
That's a nice long name.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that, but so we abbreviate that to FRSIS.
Oh, okay, that's where the email like came from.
my email, yeah.
Oh man,
that's why that looks that way.
Okay, I understand that now.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent then. I will shoot over that email to you right now. And cool. If you can get that for me by tomorrow morning, I will definitely be able to get you a very quick answer since you guys are ready to roll.
Thank you.
All right then. I'll be in touch. Absolutely. Can I get a phone number to call you back at right here?
It's 719-719. Yeah, 262. 6636.
All right, excellent. I will give you a call tomorrow and see where we're at.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alicia. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.